music lives here.
That sounds wonderful.
Welcome to the Thursday Night Music Club on The Carney Show.
And the Thursday Night Music Club, why not do it on a Friday? With sports preemptions and stuff, we get it in where we can. And it brings us Slammin' Sammy sound.
Seriously?
Hello, Pumpkin.
I thought that was a one-time thing.
No, you're forever Slammin' Sammy sound.
We really need to change that, please.
No, you don't like that?
I hate it.
Well, now I'm going to say it all the time.
I love it.
No, it's too late. It's too late. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Princess.
A lot of activity here in the studio.
There is a lot going on. People are coming and going. It's Christmas. I think it's even snowing.
Yeah, right? Is it really snowing?
I think it is.
Wow. I've been here
too. Can't you hear it?
All right. Johnny, you pull up a mic too. And we've had the Well Hungarians in the studio to perform before. And Johnny wears a different hat this time as producer, promoter, philanthropic guy, still just kind of in awe over Ernie Isley's guitar.
Man, I'm sitting in the same chair. Good Lord, man.
They'll be the Johnny Holtzman line of washboards or something.
Kazoos or who knows.
You know, it's nice when you can go to a company like Fender and say, this is what I'd like you to make for me.
And they're today.
And they do
yes,
it.
Yes, Mr. Isley.
Yes.
We'll have it ready for you by Monday, Mr. Isley.
That's kind of cool, isn't it?
White courtesy telephone, Mr. Isley. all right. Well, and a lot to get to. The Jingle Jam. You want to start with that?
No, man.
Or should we get to some cuts? What do you want to do? I know we have to play some Johnny Henry because he has sent out 85 Facebook notifications that if we don't, he's going to have to leave the internet just out of sheer shame. So, all right, why don't we start with Johnny just to make sure we get that in as we profile some local sounds.
I'm going to this show tomorrow night. I'm excited.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
That's a gramophone.
What's the skinny?
It starts at 8 p.m., and this is a video release party. I love these musicians that are making their own movies. I think it's a wave of the future.
Is it a film or is it an MTV music video?
It's an MTV music video, but there's a very powerful message behind it. Did I say that right? Message.
Not very well, but I think people know what you were talking about.
If that thing wasn't in the way,
How will people be able to get it? Is it iTunes video download or something?
Well, I guess we'll find out more tomorrow night, or you can go to johnnyhenry.com. The name of the song is going to be called Old Fashioned Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And what he explained to me is he's looking for women all across the United States.
A musician looking for women all across the United States.
It's a novel idea, isn't it?
What are the chances of that?
Okay, I set myself up for that one.
You sure did.
Anywho, they're looking for strong women in their communities, women that make a difference, women that have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he actually asked me to be included in some of this for the city of St. Louis.
You have a voice.
So I just wanted to mention it.
You have a voice. And Johnny Henry's playing tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night at the Gramophone, 4243 Manchester Avenue. I love that venue.
That down in the Grove?
Yes, sir, it is.
And a little bit of that music to get our club going, huh?
Yeah. Old Fashioned Girl.
Me away over that mountain, way up higher than I've ever been. She takes me down, down to the water in the river of love. Yeah, I'm jumping in. She's an old fashioned girl, a little bit like mama, a little bit like Minnie Pearl in the middle of a new crazy world. There ain't a lot of money. She knows we'll get by on just a dollar or a dime. She's an old-fashioned girl, a little bit like mama, a little bit like Minnie Pearl, in the middle of a new crazy world. She's an old-fashioned girl.
And
WYO.
I'm putting good afternoon.
I'm putting a demo tape together. So I get Bo Matthews' job. Make that kind of money. I got more hair than he does. Johnny Henry, boy, that's terrific.
Isn't that great? I love it.
Yeah,
Johnny's
it is.
Tomorrow
great,
night.
Man.
Tomorrow night at the Gramophone. $10 to get in the door, and that's off the new album Now. I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
Johnny's been making great music in St. Louis for many years. That's for sure.
That's Johnny Wholesome too. From it's not you're not Johnny.
No,
Johnny.
Not me.
Everybody's Johnny apparently tonight. But I was just telling people that you're here from the Well Hungarians.
Thank you, sir.
And
I'm honored.
Jingle Jam.
Yes,
Sunday, and this was your idea, was it not?
You are correct, sir. You are correct, sir.
I did. I went Ed McMahon with you, too. I did.
For years, I've been wanting to put this thing together, and finally it came to fruition. The neat idea of having musicians be slightly out of their element, doing traditional Christmas songs, and having a diverse lineup, not just all rock or all country or all blues or whatever, but it runs a gamut from, you know, like Javier Mendoza to Steve Ewing, Well Hungarians, Kim Massey doing some bluesy stuff. Mr. Wizard's going to be there. Michael Scherer. Heck, I may as well go through the whole lineup now, I imagine.
You're well on your way.
Yeah. I'll say the best for last here. Occam's Razor. Melissa Neal's a great performer. Mr. Wizard, featuring, there's just going to be this guy on drums, this guy named John Carney. Is going to be playing drums that night.
No, there's a drummer there, too.
Oh, okay.
A real one?
Yeah.
So this is a Milli Vanilli drumming thing?
I'll be playing the Swinette.
Would that be the Tammy Swinette?
That's exactly
see
what it
I
is.
Did there? Michael Scherer, one of the best songwriters St. Louis has ever, lyricist.
Former front man of Pale Divine.
You are correct, yes.
And the Eyes. I was actually the drummer for the Eyes. In the early 80s.
Would that be back at Animal House days?
Never made it to a club. Played about four shows in a basement with these guys, just like band practices, and thought, you know, I really don't have time for this. And as soon as I left, they started to get gigs and record deals.
Yeah.
So kind of the Pete Best of Michael Shearer.
Well, so you've got that
career
to go with the rest of your life. You know, there's... Yeah. A few other things you could probably toot your horn about, too, if
and
you
I'll
really...
Be one of the few Jews on stage playing Christmas music.
I think the only one.
I think that's fairly novel. I think Steve Davis might have a little tribe in him.
Yeah.
I think you're right. Sorry. Well noted. So.
There, and you say the man, Steve Davis, the king incarnate, will be on stage as well. So.
I might show up in an Elvis jumpsuit. Just to kind of steal his thunder.
Oh, that'd be good. Make him uncomfortable.
Get really drunk and tell everybody I'm Steve Davis. So by the time he comes on, everybody's furious. I'm just
scared.
I'm just thinking out loud here.
You could wear a Santa Claus outfit, too.
I'm glad
you
brought the Offspring.
Yes.
This is not, now I got to clean up my act. She is lovely, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Wait,
adorable.
That room's muted.
Until she finds out Dad's a musician, she's going to cry herself to sleep for the rest of her life.
Hey, I want to pipe in. I got something to say. We have two more artists. Jeff Radford is coming up from Nashville, Tennessee, originally from St. Louis.
Yeah.
And Fat Pocket. You seen Fat Pocket yet?
11 yeah. piece, man.
Well, oh, my God.
Eric, the trumpet player, singer guy, used to be with us and Mr.
Yeah.
Wizard.
Yeah, he's amazing. And here's what's going to be fun. I probably even shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyway. At Christmas, they wrap their horns with Christmas lights.
Well, you can't be too safe.
You want to wrap things every so often. It's too blue, huh? No?
So
dear
that'll
Lord.
Be fun.
Dear
so,
Lord.
So we'll tell you more about the Jingle
it's
Jam.
Christmas.
Let's slip in another local artist, shall we? What do you want to do? Who are you going to share with us?
Jeremiah Sam? Johnson.
Yeah.
Boy, this kid's up and coming.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's playing with the Sliders at his CD release on the 4th. Is that tomorrow? It is, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
At the Lone Wolf Coffee Company on Clayton Road in Baldwin, Missouri.
The where?
The Lone Wolf.
Woof?
Woof.
Okay.
Okay, keep it up.
All right, so can we hear
I just friended your wife on Facebook, so go ahead, have fun with me. Keep it up.
How's that working out for you?
She hasn't accepted yet, so I don't know.
Jeremiah Johnson Band with the Sliders, and again, the Lone Wolf.
Yeah, this is a new album. The album is called 9th and Russell, which we all know what that is. Mm-hmm. Nice little Hammerstones and Soulard. And you can check them out at the Jeremiah Johnson Band.com. And the name of this song is Whiskey After Midnight.
Just got paid, tonight's on my dime. Well, won't you put on your best pair of best dancing shoes? Well, it's always funny when you ask me how you look. Face like an angel in a body that cooks. Let's go out, baby, love and celebrate me and you. Drinking whiskey after midnight. I love you, sweet mama.
Jeremiah Johnson Band, just some more local flavor that you can take in their show at the Lone Wolf Coffee Company in Baldwin. No cover charge. That show is tomorrow night. Watch for them. They'll be playing with the Sliders as well. And the CD is called Ninth and Russell. Slamming Sammy Sound with us. And as a bonus, we have John Holsom from the Well Hungarians.
Dun, dun, dun.
And also big-time show producer. As he's bringing us Jingle Jam comes to fruition. By the way, Jingle Jam is going to be 12 bands, and it is a fundraiser, and it's a fundraiser for Play It Forward.
Yes. STL.org.
Let's give that some love, too.
Yeah.
So what's the cover charge?
$12. $5 for kids, $12 for adults.
Yeah, it is an all-ages show. We definitely encourage that. It'll be, of course, a family-friendly show.
Until you get there.
That hurts.
Sorry.
Wow. That hurts a lot.
Well, if he's in his Elvis costume, I don't think he can hurt anything, really.
You know what? I was kidding at first, but the more I think about it, the more I love the idea. All right, let's get one more song, and then we'll tell everybody about Sunday one more time before we bring in Danny. So what are you going to share with us now?
Oil Boom is coming in from Texas, and here's a group of guys, Dugan actually, originally from St. Louis, moved out of the area a while ago, and contacted me on Facebook because he started to see a lot of action about Play It Forward, had some questions about it, and wants to center some of his show around Play It Forward, bring about awareness, talk about it on the stage, and of course, I'm all about that. So on December 11th at Cicero's, you can catch Oil Boom. $7 at the door, $10 for minors. Again, we like the shows where the younger people can attend. The Morleys are playing. We played those a couple weeks ago. You love that girl. Do you remember?
Yes, I do.
You do, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And also Bonneville will be on that bill. You can check them out on MySpace, on the MySpace, at Oil Bloom. And this song is called Mind in Trouble.
Oil Bloom or Oil Boom?
Oh, yeah. Boom. Did I say bloom?
No, you said woof.
Sure, made it up.
That's all right, we're not doing this again.
On the 11. We'll give you the skinny again on Jingle Jam in just a second. Hang on. Thursday Night Music Club on Friday. Yes, it is. Slammin' Sammy Sound.
Cheers.
From the Sound with us and Played Forward, STL.org. And that's Oil Boom. And on the 11th, they'll be at Cicero's. Also, John Holsom in the studio from the Well Hungarians.
Yes, sir.
Who has put together a great show for Sunday called Jingle Jam and a big fundraiser, too. Don't forget, too, New Year's Eve. Big celebration with the Well Hungarians at the Falls Reception and Conference Center.
You are correct, sir.
So yes, that's going to be a big night out.
It's a beautiful place, wonderful packages available. And go to wellhungarians.net. You can find out, or seethefalls.com.
And they got a hotel, too. And a hotel, dinner, band package. Those are always the best.
That's the wise choice to do that.
Amateur night. So
it is. It is.
And how can they find out more about your New Year's Eve deal? And
SeeTheFalls.com is where they can get tickets through there. Or if they just want to go to our website, wellhungarians.net.
.net.
Yes, .net. And there's definitely details there. That and all of our shows. You know, we got some house shows around town that we do every week. And
you guys are going to play on Sunday too at the Jingle Fest.
You are correct,
Jingle
indeed. Jam. Yes, we got some cool Christmas jams. We're going to bust out.
Yeah,
everybody's singing Christmas songs in their own style and flavor. Even you and your band. Did you guys know that? Did we
style
tell you
that? Flavor that. Something we'll figure out by Sunday.
And we have very nice raffle items. Mm-hmm. We have some very nice stuff. Okay?
Terrific.
Very nice.
And again, a fundraiser for Play It Forward, STL.org.
That is at Old Rock House, by the way.
It
I think it might
the,
be nice that we share that. Yes, indeed.
Next
right here.
Next thing I was going to say was that
we have this telepathic thing going on, yes.
And so what time the music starts at 5?
Doors are at 4, music starts at 5 with a really neat first act.
Yeah.
Sam can expound on that.
The kids from Imagine Careers Academy, who the benefit actually is going to raise enough money to purchase them the drum line.
The drum line, yeah.
So currently, Rich McDonough had donated a few things, but currently they are using buckets and a PVC pipe. So they've developed this stomp style, which is awesome, and they're going to do Little Drummer Boy stomp style. I can't wait. It's fantastic.
Should be fun. Can I borrow their buckets for my set?
Will you put them on your head?
About 11:30. Count on it. All right, Jingle Jam on Sunday. We'd love to see you at the Old Rock House in Slam and Sammy Sound. Thanks for turning us on to the other tunes.
Thank you.
As well. And John, always a pleasure. Good to see you.
Thank you, sir. And it's grateful that you let us come in and talk about this, man. Thank
we'll
you so much,
you
brother.
Days, but I'll see you on Sunday. Thanks for the
invite. Thanks, John.